As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Welcome back to the Bob Pompiani Show. Jason Mackey filling in for Bob. We're going to get back out to the phone lines. More of your phone calls. A lot about the Pirates. Steve in Virginia. Joe in Orlando. Next two up. Just hang with us. We're sort of half talking about this doubleheader on September 1st, 1965. I was looking up details during the break. I'll share them intermittently. Some of you have wanted to comment on that. Just a cool event in Pittsburgh. I don't know how it came up, frankly. Somebody suggested it. I think a comparison, Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale to Paul Skeens. So cool. We'll keep talking about it. Joel is in here. Joel, feel free to weigh in on whatever you want. It's going to be a fun rest of the show. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, enough for me. Let's go to Steve in Virginia. Wants to talk about something. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Jason, I think this is David in Virginia.
Oh, okay. David in Virginia. Okay? I'm sorry it said Steve on the screen, but you can be David, you can be Steve, you can be whatever you want, my man.
Nah, you can call me anything you want to. Hey, I got one quick question to ask you, and then my main point. Where is Nick Gonzalez at right now? I've heard nothing on him. I can't even find anything on the internet.
So he hurt his, I forget, it's something with his ankle. It happened when he homered.
Ankle.
Yeah, and so he's in a walking boot. He's kind of moving around a little bit. He's still a ways from returning.
Okay, so he's out pretty well. They could really use him right now. My main point is this. The development of this, of the Pirates is just abysmal. And, I mean, I'm thinking about O'Neill Cruz. They're going to waste O'Neill Cruz. He's never going to develop, it seems like, into the player he could be. But what's really frustrating me right now, that the last couple of games, is they've got Henry Davis up here. Davis has finally had a few hits, hit a home run. I think he has a 3-game hitting streak going, and then, boom, he's back on the bench, hasn't seen the field in the last couple of games. I suspect he won't play today. They'll put him in on a Sunday rotation. And the kid needed to have a chance to just go out there and play. Have you got any idea what are they thinking about, like a guy like Henry? He's not going to develop sitting on that bench and playing every fourth game or something.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to play. I agree with you. What they're thinking, I don't know. I mean, this is still somewhat new because Henry came up here. Joey Bart was hurt. Joey Bart played for the first time in 6 days a couple days ago. They need to figure out how they're going to manage this. And I agree with you that Henry Davis, to see anything out of him, needs to get regular at-bats. And so I was on the air advocating for this the past 2 days, frankly. Put Joey Bart at first base and play Henry behind the plate and at least take a look.
Yes. Indy's another guy that's not really developing. And so you got all these players in, and you got some – I think they're going to go someplace else and develop. That's what's going to happen. And it's so frustrating. But right now, Davis, I'm really looking at because he could be – he's got a great arm. He could be – he's really learning how to receive the ball. And I think he can hit. They could use a guy like this, but they've got to let him develop. And it's really frustrating to have him on the bench.
No doubt. All right, man. Thanks for the call. Got a bunch of others I'm going to get to. Appreciate it. Let's go to Joe in Orlando. Wants to talk about the media and Bob Nutting. This should be fun. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Jason? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
The gentleman, I think what he meant to say was the New York media is relentless, right? So anybody compared to New York, I guess you could categorize as somewhat less hard or soft, right?
The reality I just disagree with that assessment of how things have been handled, but I'll let you make your point, and then I'm going to make mine.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to the Finn a lot. I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, and the radio is one of the primary ways you can keep up with the team. Listen, it's a much bigger conversation because there's multimedia now that's just diverse as opposed to just print media, right? A little bit of talk radio with Myron and going back a ways. The reality is your station is very personality driven. And the nature of sports talk is not as much opinion and sports talk in terms of the fans having a say, especially your day shows. That dynamic's completely different than it was 20 years ago. So in terms of the writers and the media holding the Pirates' feet to the fire, listen, that stadium was built with a lot of tax dollars. And unfortunately, that could be looked at as a subsidy for that business. And to be quite honest with you, the owner owes nobody anything. But ethically, you would hope the guy would understand that that's part of the culture in the city of Pittsburgh.
Sure.
Which it seems like he doesn't care.
Okay.
So that needs to be said. You don't hear that mentioned much anymore about the stadium. The reality is this.
People,
from a business...
Joe, come on.
I'm sorry, Jason. Go ahead.
You're telling me people don't mention that Bob Nutting should have a public responsibility to the city because PNC Park was built with taxpayer funds? I mean, that gets mentioned. I live here. We talk about that. We write about that.
Jason, it gets mentioned, but the reality is this. He knows he can have a great marketing department with great giveaways and a great ballpark, and that's cheaper than paying players. And here's what's crazy in Pittsburgh. People in Pittsburgh, especially the people on the radio, will turn around and talk about signing high-quality star talent. It's never going to happen in Pittsburgh. Here's what needs to happen in Pittsburgh. You need medium-range talent and be able to sign that and develop it. As an example, Roberto Clemente's a god in Puerto Rico. And there's a lot of Latin players. You figure if anybody could have cashed in on that aura of Roberto Clemente, it would be the Pirates, right? Yet they don't have that presence. You have to ask yourself why, right?
We do. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it, man. I'm going to cut in there because that's something we've been saying. This is getting repetitive, that they haven't obtained talent internationally. They haven't done that enough. That can absolutely be criticized for it, right? I mean,
absolutely.
So thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. I'm going to move on to something else. I mean, it's been mentioned that there's a civic responsibility here. It's been mentioned that the ballpark is funded with taxpayer dollars. It's like an easy target to say, nobody talks about this. The media doesn't do this. Nobody's discussing this as much as they should. Like, no, they have. I mean, whatever. I'm going to get myself in trouble. All right. Let's go to Mike in Raccoon Township. Wants to talk about Matt Gorski. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Jason. Actually, you know, I think maybe we should get the top dog log guy to scream at Nutting. Maybe we
there
can
we
have,
go. That'll. I bet that would get him to change. I bet they'd conduct business much differently if the top dog log guy got him.
Hey, the top dog law guy makes me want to get a medical malpractice problem, okay? it's one of the most entertaining things on the Fan, all right? I just want to let you know. That's no slight. They're just that good.
That's good. I know. I'm with you. I'm with you. I appreciate the laugh, man.
No problem. And I, as a Pirate fan, I'm getting tired of the repetitive comments, and I know you guys are. Nutting is who he is. And, you know, Tampa Bay has been able to do all of this because they have good – people running the show. Nutting doesn't necessarily run the show. I'm just tired. I just want to talk baseball, and that's why I want to talk a little bit about Matt Gorski. He is actually a homegrown guy. He was a second-round draft pick. He's gotten all the way up to here. He's one of the few power guys, and he actually seems to hit a little bit for average. I know every guy has some issues, but what I have a problem with, this seems like Freddie Sanchez. If you remember back in the day, Freddie Sanchez was blocked really for no reason. He was hitting the cover off the ball, and I think it was – I want to say it was Littlefield at the time. I could be wrong, but they just looked at him as a super utility player.
Yep.
And I just feel that certain guys – and I know this is across baseball, but a guy like Gorski, when you see what Jack did with the Golden Sombrero last night, you know, why not give this guy a shot? Because I just think it makes the entire system look almost, you know, fruitless for a guy like Gorski. I'll be quiet because I'm just a little upset for a guy who seems to be blocked by literally no one.
Sure. Hey, man, I appreciate the call, Mike. I'll riff on Sawinski and Gorski. I mean, number one, Sawinski shouldn't be here. I don't understand what they're doing. They're not doing the best thing for the player. They're not doing the best thing for the team. Anybody who's seen Jack Sawinski perform lately, it's not working. They need to do something else. And I don't know, maybe when they convene at PNC Park in a couple of hours and the clubhouse opens, maybe something is different. Matt Gorski, in spring, I sort of understood why he wasn't the biggest thing or why he didn't really have that much of a chance to break camp with the big club. A lot of the damage he did was in later in games when he started off games against starters, against, you know, major league caliber players, kind of disappeared. Well, he did have a walk-off double yesterday in Indianapolis. He's had an okay start, 268 average in 50 games, and a 730 OPS. I mean, hey, I have nothing against giving Gorski a chance. At this point, you've got the offensive stats the Pirates do. Anybody and everybody should be given an opportunity, but you do need to have enough at-bats to give him, and I'm not sure those are available right now. I'd probably ride it out just a little bit. So, all right, I don't want to talk too much. Chuck in Baldwin, he wants to comment on Joe's call. We'll see where this goes. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Jason. I really enjoy you on the radio.
Thanks, man.
You do a great job, and I watch you on YouTube. You're an asset to the Pittsburgh media landscape.
Well, you got three of those letters right anyway, but what's on your mind?
Well, with the media in Pittsburgh, generically, they talk about everything, but when you've got Derek Shelton in front of you, or Noah Hyles, for example, you know, I wish he would ask him things along the lines of, you know, Derek, you cut your teeth as a hitting instructor. Which player specifically in the last 6 years can you point to that has developed under your tutelage? Or is this the roster you envisioned 6 years ago when you came here? Do you feel hamstrung by the minor league's inability to develop players? Or how is it in year six we have your options are a 5'8" cast off from the Boston Red Sox and a catcher who's barely played the position that you gave no time to in spring training to play first base? And finally, you know, after 6 years, what evidence can you point to that says you're still the man to be the manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates? Those are the types of questions that we're, as fans, we want to hear, not, you know, what did you think of Keller's command tonight?
Okay. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Chuck, and I think there's a version of it that you're right. I could ask more pointed, difficult questions to intentionally make guys squirm. I understand that. In other ways, I disagree with you philosophically in that our job is to ask the question. If you don't like the answers, that's on them. But I'm not discounting what you're saying. Like, it is our job to convey sentiment of the fans. And if the fan sentiment is not positive, then it's okay for the questions to not be positive, and it doesn't really matter how they take those. I always struggle. I don't want to ask a question that is also an opinion. I will write and give my opinion. I feel like the person answering that question journalistically should be given an opportunity to answer it. And honestly, Chuck, you provided a lot of examples there that are completely valid. So I'm not saying anything at you. Like, you know, you say, what in 6 years, who would you point to as positive examples? Like, that's a perfect example of an open-ended question, that it's information that is fair to ask, and then you see what he says. Or you say, you know, what have you provided? What do you feel like you've shown? And I believe Shelton has been asked this, by the way, multiple times. What have you shown to earn your job or deserve your job or keep your job or whatever? So anyway, appreciate the call. Good comment, man. It's all a good discussion.
All right. Thank you.
Take care, Chuck. All right. Where are we going to go? Dan in Mobile, Alabama, wants to talk about the Koufax doubleheader. Let's go. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. August 23rd, 1959, it was a Sunday. I was 12 years old. I was listening to both games on the radio. The Pirates took a doubleheader from the Dodgers. Don Drysdale lost both games. He started game one, lost 9-2. Game two, Larry Sherry started. Drysdale came in relief and lost the game in the 10th inning, took both losses. And Roy Face won the second game. He won his 16th game on en route to an 18-0 season. There you go.
All right, man. That wasn't the doubleheader in question, though, but I do appreciate the intel.
Well, I listened to that game. I remember I was an avid Pirate fan. Well, I still am, but here I am in the South.
I love it, man. Thanks so much. I appreciate the call, Dan.
Take care.
All right, you too. Let's go to John in Cranberry. Wants to talk about the Penguins offseason. What's up, John?
Hey, Jason. I always talk to you on the sports call.
Yeah. So
it's good to talk to you on the radio.
Likewise.
Yeah, you're one of my favorites. So, the Pirates, I won't talk about them because if I didn't know better, I thought you'd be running the Pirates with all these calls today, and I get their frustration. I do. But the Penguins, so third year in a row not making the playoffs. So this is a big off season for them, in my opinion. So if you're Fenway Sports, first of all, how do you look at – I have two parts to this question. How do you look at the future of Mike Sullivan with the team? That's number one. Number two is your Kyle Dubas. What are your priorities as we head into the off season? Is it the goaltending? Is it the defense, which was terrible this year? Is it the bottom six? What would you do, Jason, if you were Kyle Dubas? What do you think the future is for Mike Sullivan? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Appreciate it, John. Yeah, so the future for Mike Sullivan is he's going to be back here. I fully believe that. If I'm Kyle Dubas, what do? I try whatever I can to trade Erik Karlsson. I try whatever I can to trade Tristan Jarry. I do think that they can trade at least one of those and preferably two. I'm going to buy out Ryan Graves. I'm going to try to scrounge up as much cap space money as I possibly can. And I'm going to hope that FSG backs me on spending it. I'm going to try to put together a team that prioritizes 25-26. I don't think that's a shortcut. I do think they have enough talent in the minor league system to win or be competitive or show Sidney Crosby that there's, Matt Wenzel used this term and I liked it, proof of concept. That there's enough proof of concept there. You need to have young guys panning out. McGroarty, Koivunen, big parts of that. Owen Pickering, Harrison Brunick could be on the team. So you need young guys coming up and contributing. But the final piece, I'm going to spend on the top six wing with speed, maybe somebody to play with Gino, somebody that can handle some of the puck carrying duties, make Gino's life a little bit easier. I might add a top 4D on the left side if I can afford it. And I wouldn't mind somebody in the bottom six with a little bit of sandpaper to their game. Goalie-wise, I'd probably go with Murashov, Larson, or Blomqvist, one of the young guys, and then figure out what to do from there. If there's enough money, I might sign somebody else, or I might just have to kind of roll the dice with Ned. We'll see. All right, going to get to Elmer in Imperial, wants to talk about the Pirates as the Browns. I've heard this comp before. Let's go, Elmer. What do you got?
Hey, Jason. Yeah, when you think about it, we've been drafting in the top 10 for 20 years. We have one legitimate baseball player. So the question becomes, is it the inability to identify talent or the inability to develop talent?
Both.
And then think about all the changes they need to make. Those, you change those. I mean, Kings tank to get good players. We've not tanked. We're just terrible for 20 years, and we still can't get good players.
All right, man. Yeah, I mean, it's an oversimplification, but they haven't drafted well enough. They haven't developed well enough. They haven't identified talent internationally and signed it. Enough. I mean, there's a lot of things that have gone wrong. Certainly, they haven't deployed it the right way. Like all of these things that make up good small market teams, they haven't done. So
I think
it's not one magical thing.
I just don't know why they don't address that. There's your issue. That's the root cause of the problem.
Well, and they're showing too much patience, in my opinion. Like, if something's not working, change it. We wouldn't be in this position. I think I've made this point before. If Bob Nutting either would have done one of two things. After last season, if you would have fired the manager and shown, look, this isn't good enough, or fire the manager and general manager, I'm just saying at minimum, fire the manager, or you go into this winter and say, you know what, it wasn't good enough, it's on me, we've got to spend some more money and build a bigger roster, and then you spend money. And then if we're sitting here 20 games in, but they've bumped payroll a pretty good amount, you're probably cutting at least a little bit of slack. You might be mad, but you say, okay, well, we grew the payroll, we got to give it time, sample size, I'd think. Thanks, Elmer, appreciate the call. I'm going to get to CJ in Dawson, wants to talk about ownership. I'm guessing he wants to talk about Pirates ownership, or maybe he wants to talk about FSG. I don't know. Let's find out. What's up, CJ?
Hey, how you doing? No, this is about Pirates. Look, this is something that I've never heard anybody talk about, and I think about it every time I hear somebody talking about nutting and spending money. And you could pick up the torch for me on this in the future. We're not asking him to spend an exorbitant amount of money forever. We're asking him to spend, as fans, an uncomfortable amount for like 2 years. Just build for that couple of years. And we'll forgive you when it goes back. But you got to give us some hope. We're not asking for him to spend that money like that forever that it gets to be competitive. We're asking to pick a window and do it for a couple of years.
I agree with you, CJ. I think this has been talked about. Yeah. I don't think you discovered something that has been overlooked. I mean, shoot, we talked about this. I remember asking Charrington and Travis Williams this question. Here's the idea of you're going to blow it up and then build it back. Are you going to have the wherewithal or the permission to spend money when it's required? And both of them insisted yes. They said multiple times they would have the resources to spend. Right now is the time to spend. You should have spent in the offseason on a first baseman who can improve your lineup. They didn't. I agree with what you're saying, CJ.
Exactly. Well, thank you, sir. Have a good day.
All right. Take care. Yeah, no, nobody's missed that one. Nobody, Pittsburgh people are very reasonable. They are. I grew up here. I am one. Like, nobody expects the Pirates to spend $200 million. They see Paul Skeens on the mound, the bargain that he provides, the opportunity that's in front of the Pirates, and they want him to increase payroll a little bit. I agree with that. I don't have any problem there. We're all saying the same thing. And nobody expects that to happen year over year. Just, you don't expect them to be last or third to last or whatever all the time. And shoot, I even understand. I this was reflected in my coverage, and I caught crap for it, and I don't really care, but... you know, sort of meeting the Pirates where they're at in terms of a rebuild in 2021, 22. Like, they're not going to say that, but you really telling me with that roster they're trying to win? Come on. Like, that was designed. And the idea of building it back, 23, 24, 25, that hasn't been good enough. And that's not a payroll-related comment. That's just a quality wins on the field sort of idea. All right, JC in the car wants to talk about Pirates free agency. What's going on, JC?
Hey, Jason. Happy Easter. How are you?
Same to you. I'm doing well.
Okay. Hey, I just, you know, on salary information, a couple callers ago said we need two $15 million bats in the lineup and we'd be a lot better. I agree. We would probably be marginally better, but I just checked. I mean, two $15 million players this year, for example, are Chris Taylor and Jamer Candelario. I don't think if you plug them into our lineup, you would sit there and say they're going to make us a playoff team. The problem is much bigger than that. We need $20, $25 million players, and we don't need them for 1 year. They're only going to sign 3 and 4 year contracts. And we're just not in a spot where this regime's ever going to do that, and it's very unfortunate. I think the biggest move they made to date was getting Spencer Horowitz, and unfortunately, he was their $15 million player. He was the guy that they targeted to be an impact bat in this lineup, and he's injured and hasn't played. And so I don't know what they do, but you have to keep dumpster diving, essentially. And Jack Swinski has had his chance. They need to move on and try to find somebody else that can fill the role that they're looking for, because they're just not willing to sign and pay veteran, experienced Major League Baseball players that are worth their salary.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, JC. I got to get to a break, and I want to make a couple points off of what you said. It makes me think of Moneyball, honestly, and here's why. You've all seen Moneyball. If we play like the Yankees in here, or if we try to play like the Yankees in here, we'll lose to the Yankees out there, or something like that. And if the Pirates try to play like the Yankees here, they'll lose to the Yankees out there. Like, the Pirates are never going to outspend anybody. They just aren't. Like, you'd like for their payroll to be higher. I agree with that. I want their payroll to be higher, too. I think there have been missed opportunities to spend, and they have left places, bereft of talent or quality because they haven't spent enough. That's not saying anything different than that. With the Pirates, though, I look at, you should be a lot better at developing, at drafting, at international signing, at all of these, again, small ball things that are within their grasp. You know, they have the same access to players via international, via the draft, all this stuff.
as all the other teams have. And I was going to ask JC a question, not to be a jerk, but this is a realistic thing that happens among Major League Baseball players. If somebody's going to make $15 or $20 million a year and they're going to merit a 3 or 4 year contract, think about that. They're obviously a pretty good player to earn that money. Do you think the Pirates are the only option they have? That's why the Pirates aren't bringing in expensive players, because they don't want to play here. Until they change that narrative, we're going to be stuck banging our heads against the wall with the same thing. And that's what Paul Skenes and others talks about, you know, you have to flip the perception of the Pirates, and there has to be a group to do it first. Yeah, would I like to see Bob Nunning go out there and throw a whole bunch of money at the roster and do that and then have the players reciprocate and fans show up? Yeah, absolutely. Do I think that's going to happen? No, I don't. I think it's going to be the way it was in 13, 14, 15. You look at 11 and 12, and then they build, they get the right guys in here. Notice the drafting and development that happened back then was a heck of a lot better than what's happened right now, at least to this point. All right, I'm going to get to a break. We'll get to more of your calls next. Phone lines are filled. Appreciate it. It's been a great time so far. I love this. Want to first tell you the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. A warning ahead of time, I am going to have to get to Noah Hiles at 1 o'clock. He's going to hop on, and then Dan Kongerski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now will join me at 2 o'clock as we finish this show. 2 hours of talking, all kinds of things Pittsburgh sports. Not that you can't call in, but it'll be much more phone call based until that time. It's Bob Pompeiani Show. I'm Jason Mackey filling in. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan. Welcome back to the Bob Pompeiani Show. This is Jason Mackey in for that poet, Bob Pompeiani. Here with the pomp portion of the show until 1 o'clock. Then I'll shift over to my own
sort of radio program. Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette will join me at 1 o'clock. Dan Kangurski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now will be along at 2 o'clock with some more conventional Pittsburgh sports talk, which means less of your phone calls. Go away. I don't want to hear from you. No, I'm being sarcastic. But anyway, let's go back out to the phone lines. I will ask you all, we don't have too much time left, only about 9 minutes in today's pop show. Please get to your point quickly. I'm going to try to get to as many as possible. Terry in West Virginia, baseball is dead is what he tells me. What's up, Terry?
Yeah, hey, I just feel like it's a dying sport or is dead. If it wasn't for all the past stars that with the good teams, and if it wasn't for Paul Skeens right now, nobody would care about the Pirates. And also, the Penguins are a goaltender away from being a contender. They are getting older, but we haven't had a good goaltender since Fleury. And the Steelers, too, like, you got to watch these draft picks and things of all this nature. All those are is like lottery tickets. You know, it's like a scratch-off ticket. You don't know what you're going to get. It can look good and have potential until you scratch it off and see that it's a loser. And also...
All right, Tara, I need you to wrap it up soon, bud.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it. Baseball's not dead. People do care about the sport writ large. I'm not naive to the issues of the Pirates and getting people into the ballpark. I've seen attendance. But you're telling me the whole sport's dead? I'm sorry, I'm not going there, man. I love the sport too much. You can look at the viewership across. I do agree with a lot of the changes Rob Manfred has made. They're positive. Now, if you want to be frustrated about the Pirates, you go right ahead. But don't tell me baseball as a sport is dead. All right, Bob and Baldwin. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Happy Easter to you.
Same to you. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to clarify a couple real quick things for you as quickly as I can. That the doubleheader that the Pirates won against Drysdale and Koufax was in June, late June of 1963. I was there with my uncle and my younger brother. We were sitting right behind home plate, but up, about two sections up. And I remember a foul ball coming back. One of the Pirates hit it. Might have been Clendenin. It hit my knee, dropped in front of me. A person scooped it up before I could get to it. However, I just wanted to also say that you can look this up. You can Google it. But that's when the game was in late June 1963. I had a life-altering event at the end of the month, so I'll never forget it. And also, his wife was a distant cousin of Sandy Koufax. Second thing is Paul Skeens. The way he's come on the scene and taken the league in baseball by storm, he reminds me in our lifetime of Dwight Gooden.
That's
maybe
a good one.
Not the same maybe not the same pitches, maybe not, you know, the same personality, but he really fits the profile of a dominator to come in out of nowhere and grab everybody's imagination. And the last thing is that Nutting is never going to sell the team. He wants to give it to his daughter. So it's up to Major League Baseball to vote for a salary floor. They have a salary cap with a salary floor where he has to spend a certain amount, $120 million on players, $130 million. Oh, he'll sell the team then.
All right, Bob. Thanks so much for the call, man. I got to get going. I got to cut you off here. Trying to fit a lot. It wasn't 1964, by the way. I don't know what you're talking about. Late June, they did not play the Dodgers.
63.
Oh,
he doesn't hear me.
Oh.
He cut you off.
He didn't listen.
He said it wasn't 1964, by the way. What? Wait.
It's funny eavesdropping on this conversation. Anybody else entertained by this?
Yeah, we are.
I love it.
I said 1963. I told you I would never forget it.
I'm still looking for that game, Jim. Or Bob. Oh, this is off the rails. All right. You guys have a good one. Pirates, June 1963. He's telling me there's a doubleheader against the Dodgers, that he can never forget it. I'm not seeing a doubleheader against the Dodgers. Just saying. Maybe I misheard something. I don't know. All right, let's go to Bruce in Penn Township. Wants to talk about this Koufax Drysdale myth. It's not a myth. I know when it happened, but I want to see what Bruce has to say. What's up, Bruce?
Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. The game that you're talking about occurred in either August or September of 1966, and that was the year of the Green Weenie when the Pirates, the Dodgers, and the Giants were involved in a pennant race. and it was late in the season. They came in for a doubleheader. It was fan night. People were waving fans behind home plate. They got Gondrez to walk off the mound. Bob Prince went crazy. But Jim Pallaroni, the Pirate catcher, hit a home run off the scoreboard clock to win the first game, and then the Pirates beat Drysdale in the second game. But it was in 1966, the year of the Green Weenie.
In what month?
It was either in August or September of 66.
Okay. And it was,
in
Pittsburgh.
Twine night doubleheader.
Twine night doubleheader.
At Forbes Field.
Yep.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You got it?
Nope. I don't.
Well, it was the year of the Green Weenie, believe me, because Bob Prince got Drysdale to walk off the mound.
Yep.
After he got the fans to wave these fans behind home plate.
Yeah.
He walked off the mound, then Pallaroni at a home run.
All right. Now, all right, hang on. Nope, but I don't think it's a doubleheader.
It was a twine-nighter.
Nope, there was not a doubleheader against the Dodgers in Pittsburgh in 19... What year did you have me check? 1966.
1966. You know, it may have been a makeup doubleheader, but it was definitely a twine-nighter.
Okay, well, they did not have a doubleheader against the Dodgers that year. So,
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, my mind must be leaving me. I don't know, because I could have sworn I was a doubleheader.
Yep. Sorry, okay. Man. All right. Sorry. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm just going to set the record straight here because I looked it up. Instead, we're having people throw random darts. It happened September 1st, 1965. In the first game, the Pirates won 3-2. Sandy Koufax went 10 and two-thirds innings, gave up 8 hits, 3 runs. They were earned 3 walks, 10 strikeouts. In the bottom of the 11th, Willie Stargell drew a 2-out walk, and Jim Paglianoni doubled, and he scored. Earlier in that game, Willie Stargell tripled, happened in the bottom of the 6th, created a 2-2 tie. In the second game, the Pirates won 2-1. They beat Don Drysdale. 7 and a third innings, 10 hits, 2 runs, they were earned, no walks, 3 strikeouts. Vern Law went 9. And the winning run came across on an error by the shortstop. Manny Mota reached. Bill Verdon scored. He and Clemente had led off the inning, I believe led off, but they singled earlier in the inning. Drysdale, again, 7 and a third, 10 hits, 2 runs, they were earned, 3 strikeouts. September 1st, 1965. All right, let's get back to a few calls here before we get going. Gary in Gibsonia wants to talk about the GM traded for an injured player. I'm sure this is Charrington and Spencer Horwitz related. What's up, Gary?
Well, I think if you look back at history, I can't remember anybody that actually traded for a player that was injured. And then he wasn't
injured at the time, Gary.
Well, he did have wrist issues in Toronto, if you looked it up.
I mean, but they had a physical at the end of the season in which this injury was not on it.
Well, okay. I'm not
defending the trade. I've ripped the trade. I'm just saying that's factual.
So they had an ace in the hole in that everybody is starving for starting pitching, and they wind up going. And I understand, but I looked up his history, and he has had wrist issues in the past. And would you really give up a starting pitcher in today's environment for a player that may or may not have an injury?
No, I would not.
And my whole point is this. There has to be accountability when he makes horrible decisions, and this has been going on and on and on. And he just continues to just walk past it, and nutting does nothing. And it's frustrating because whether he's drafting, whether he's trading, whatever it is, it seems like he's always being bamboozled by the other teams. And this is at some point you have to say, what does he do well other than have this technology department that I suppose is the envy of everybody? But I'd rather have somebody that can actually play baseball rather than sit at a computer and figure out the launch angle and the speed of the bat. And that's the problem. They don't have anybody that has baseball IQ. Bring Wehner in.
Boy, I would love that, Gary. And thanks so much for the call, man. I got to get to a break. I would love the idea of John Wehner managing. It's also not realistic. It's not going to happen. They're going to have to figure it out with what they have here. And I'll be interested to see if they can build off of some of the progress that they've made. There's been some. I don't know if it's been a lot. I do think there's some, I'll say, opportunity for the offense to improve. Something I want to get into a little bit later in the show. Right now, got to get to a break, though. Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette coming up on the other side. We'll talk about that offense and so many more issues with the current team. Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.